All right, so we're all about thinking and acting locally here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that always gets me thinking is how our local governments spend our money, right?
Oh yeah, for sure,
Because
Piccolo.
we work hard for our dollars,
Yeah.
and then it feels like sometimes they're spending it on things that maybe we wouldn't prioritize.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. It's fascinating because when we're at the grocery store or like planning a vacation or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're so careful about how we spend our money.
We're pinching pennies.
We're
Yeah.
pinching pennies, but then it's like sometimes you look at like what's going on and you're just like, "Wait a minute, what?"
Exactly. Like, have you seen this? I was reading about this thing in San Francisco where they're spending thousands of dollars on custom designed trash cans.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Thousands of dollars. Like, is that really where our priorities should be?
I mean, they do look pretty cool though, I gotta admit.
They do look sleek, but like, come on,
Yeah,
thousands.
that's a lot of dough.
And that's what this deep dive is all about. We're looking at this Mises Media video that really kind of digs into this whole issue of like how governments spend money versus how we as individuals spend money.
Yeah, it's like two completely different worlds sometimes.
Totally. And this video, it really highlights this concept of someone else's money, right?
Right.
When it's our own money, we feel it.
Yeah.
Every dollar counts. But when it's taxpayer money, does it feel the same way to the folks making the decisions?
I think that's the crux of the matter, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're dealing with your own money, there's that personal responsibility. You feel the weight of every purchase, every decision.
Right.
But when you're a bureaucrat and you're dealing with these huge sums of taxpayer money, I think it's easy for that sense of personal responsibility to kind of get diluted a little bit.
Yeah, it becomes like an abstract concept almost.
Exactly.
So, like, I'm thinking, okay, if I had an extra $30,000 a year,
Yeah.
I know exactly where that would be going.
Oh.
Like paying down debt, saving for my kids' college, maybe a little vacation,
Couple trash cans, maybe.
maybe a couple of really fancy trash cans if I was feeling crazy.
Right.
But the point is, like, I'm thinking about it carefully,
Yeah, you have skin in the game.
right?
It's
Exactly.
your money. You're going to make sure it's being used wisely.
And so it's like, well, how do we make sure that our local governments are thinking about it with that same level of care?
Well, I think that's where we as citizens have to step up
Right.
because, we elect these officials, we give them the power to make these decisions.
Yeah.
But we also have the power to hold them accountable.
Yeah.
We can go to city council meetings, we can ask questions, we can make our voices heard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what this deep dive is all about, right? It's
Yeah.
about empowering you, the listener, to think and act locally.
Exactly.
Because we're not just talking about some abstract concept here.
Right.
This is your money we're talking about here.
This is impacting your life directly.
Exactly. And the video actually breaks down how much the average family pays in taxes each year.
Yeah, and it's a pretty eye-opening number.
It is. It's something like $30,000 a year for a family making around $70,000.
Yeah, think about that $30,000. That's a significant chunk of change.
Yeah.
That's money that could be going towards your mortgage, your kids' education, your retirement,
Your dreams.
your dreams. Exactly. So
Yeah.
every dollar that the government spends is a dollar that's not going towards those things.
Right. And it's not just about the amount, it's about how it's spent.
Exactly.
Like we were talking about those fancy trash cans in San Francisco. It's
Mm-hmm.
like, okay, is that really the best use of our money?
Right. Is it addressing the most pressing needs of the community, or are there other areas where that money could be making a bigger impact?
Yeah.
Maybe improving our schools, maybe investing in infrastructure,
Public safety.
public safety, exactly.
So it's about making sure that those tax dollars are being used wisely and efficiently.
Absolutely. And that's where I think we have a real opportunity here in Deer Park Report and Pasadena
Yeah.
because we have a strong sense of community here.
We do.
People care about their neighborhoods. They want to see their towns thrive.
Absolutely.
And so I think if we can channel that energy into being more informed and engaged citizens, we can really make a difference.
I totally agree. And, this deep dive has really gotten me thinking about how I can be more involved locally.
That's great to hear.
Like attending those city council meetings,
Yeah.
actually going and asking those questions,
Yeah.
because it's easy to sit back and complain,
It is.
but actually taking that step to be a part of the solution, that's what really matters.
That's what it's all about. Knowledge is power.
It
And
is.
the more informed we are about how our local government works, how decisions are made,
Right.
the more empowered we are to make a difference.
And that's what we're all about here at Think and Act Locally.
Absolutely.
So if you're finding value in these deep dives, if you're feeling inspired to get more involved,
Please consider supporting us.
yeah. We would really appreciate your support. You can find all the details on how to donate at thinkinnectlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes.
So check it out, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
See you on the next deep dive.